By Sunday, you probably feel you've had enough of politics, actually, and prime ministers. But that very afternoon, you can watch one cut the rug. Dancing with the Prime Minister is on ABC One. The Prime Minister in question is John Gorton, who attended a remarkable event in 1968, the first national Aboriginal debutante ball. The idea of being a debutante, a deb, seems quaint and old-fashioned now, but debutante balls used to be a big deal for teenage girls who wore white ball gowns and danced the waltz and curtsied when presented to the guest of honour. I'm joined by the director of Dancing with the Prime Minister, Lara Cole, and also by Esther Carroll, an Indigenous activist who taught the would-be Debs to dance. Both of them are with me in the studio. Welcome to Life Matters.
Thank you.
Lara, why is this debutante ball important to our history?
It's a good question, because in the context of today, a debutante ball doesn't seem very political. But if you look back at that era, you're coming out of a time when Aboriginal people, many weren't allowed to use local swimming pools, public toilets, in some instances not allowed to use public spaces. And so the debutante ball came a year after the 67 referendum. Mm. So it was this time when there was an optimism for Aboriginal people that things were going to get better for them. And part of what the referendum did was to say, it was to give the federal government powers over Aboriginal people, taking it away from the states. So by inviting the Prime Minister to this event, they were basically, the people behind it, the organisers, which included activists like Charlie Perkins and Chica Dixon, were saying to the Prime Minister, OK, you now have power over us, or the authority. Mm. Put your money where your mouth is. Come to our ball and see that we can do, fit into this society.
Yeah, OK, so it's a... We had segregation, but it was about a beginning of some optimism. Esther, being a debutante is an English tradition, and you helped organise the balls. Why were they important to the Indigenous community at that time?
At that time, I'm not really sure the fact that... I came from a very secluded little Aboriginal nation, mm-hmm. and then migrating to Sydney in those days, for better opportunities, our families moved here, we met other nations. And we found that we were compatible and wanted the same things as the next person, and actually was also really and truly influenced by Charlie Perkins. He said that we can do better if we tried.
And he was there, because this first ball was at the Sydney Town Hall, I think, a grand place, and Charlie Perkins, Gary Foley were there. It was a landmark event, wasn't it?
Oh, it certainly was.
Now, you and Roy, your husband, taught the girls to dance. What kind of dances did you teach?
Oh, at that time, because it was, more Pride of Erin, that was the main dance.
Right.
But they learned how to do the waltz and those sorts of steps that would look nice.
Right, okay.
And it did. It did come over very well.
Now, Lara, what about... I want to ask you about Pearl Anderson, because she was chosen to dance with the Prime Minister. What can you tell me about her?
Oh, yes. Pearl was a strikingly beautiful young girl. She's the daughter of Ruby Langford Jinabee, who now is well known as an Aboriginal author. But at the time, Ruby was a struggling mother bringing up a large family. And she tells a story of of buying Pearl's dress at a charity shop and unpicking it and then sewing it back to fit her very petite daughter. So it's quite interesting that, the Prime Minister was dancing with this girl in a charity dress, and that he picked her. And it meant a lot to Pearl because she got a lot of media attention on the night and afterwards, and that led to encouraging a modelling career for her. But a year after the ball, Pearl was dead. She was killed in a hit-and-run accident, a tragic accident. And I think that tragedy is really underlined by what John Gorton had written on her ball card that night. He'd written, "To dear Pearl, with all the luck in the world." But, of course, for Pearl, that wasn't to be.
No. She's one of the four whose stories really feature in the film. The other three were also trailblazers in their own way. One was the first Indigenous air hostess, I think.
Yes, yes, that's Sue Bryant. Again, another beautiful girl who really felt that the ball gave her this incredible confidence to do whatever she wanted, to be accepted in the mainstream. And she said she grew up in the country, and when she moved to Sydney, she lived under the flight path, and she always had these romantic images of the planes going overhead and where were they going. And so after the ball, she gave it a shot, and she was selected from a large number of applicants in those days to be Australia's first Aboriginal air hostess.
On Life Matters, if you've just joined me, we're talking about a film that's going to be on Saturday afternoon on ABC One. It's called Dancing with the Prime Minister, and it does say a lot about where we were in 1968 in Australia, with the beginnings of some optimism about the future of Indigenous people in this country. My guests are Lara Cole, who's director of the film, and Esther Carroll, who's an Indigenous activist and taught the girls to dance at the time. Esther, the preparation for the ball, learning to dance, dresses, shoes, flowers, all of this must have taken time and money for the young women and their families too.
It certainly did. But the foundation helped out a great deal. And I think some of them also got second-hand outfits, and we also got one of the elderly ladies to make the bouquets for them. We hired the men's suits through the foundation, and the girls, anything that they needed, we said in the meetings prior, anything they needed to let us know. But a lot of them wanted to do it themselves.
Do you know, every time you whack the table, it goes through my head. It's unbelievable. But I think it's good. It's good for emphasising. What about you? Do you have special fond memories of that night?
Oh, beautiful memories. Beautiful memories.
What in particular?
Well, the pride you feel as a person when you look around, and leading up to the training sessions, you honestly think that they have two left feet.
Yes.
But on the night, they do you proud. Everything was coordinated, done to perfection, actually, and they look so beautiful.
They look fabulous.
And you get proud of that.
So how many girls did you train to dance?
That night, I think it was 25. We knocked back a few.
Yeah.
But you could only, train so many, and we also had to select their partners, and that had to coordinate as well. I mean, you couldn't have a big, tall one and a little one or whatever. So that sort of thing took place in the lead-up of the training.
Yeah.
And this was with the help of Roy and Chica. They were the dancing partners, and it was good memories.
I'll bet.
And during the course of one of the trainings, I think Women's Weekly did a session on them, on actually Sue Bryant. When she was making, all about her. So it was good. And it was good for us to feel that we were important.
Yes, I can imagine. Lara, when you met these women 40 years later, some still had a memento of the night.
Yes, that was incredible. Lots of them had photos, particularly Alice Hintup Baitup, who had kept all these little trinkets from the night. So she still had her tiara, which has since been worn by her daughter and her granddaughters. And she had the little dolls, because there was a cake, and they put a doll for each of the girls around the cake.
Yes.
Alice makes a joke in the film about, where are the black dolls? These are little white dolls. So it's obviously had this really powerful impact on these women, that they've wanted to hang on to these memories of it.
Were you kind of expecting that, or was it a surprise?
It was a surprise when we first started looking into it. The researcher behind it had found this story in amongst other work she was doing around assimilation and the welfare boards, and she always thought it had this really special place. It was something that hadn't been heard about it kind of was very significant at the time, but it's since been lost.
Right.
But it holds this place in Australia's civil rights history that hasn't really been told before, this optimism, this positive energy at that time, which was quickly, I think, quickly lost after the 67 referendum, because then you saw things like the tent embassy emerge. Yes. Not long after. So it was this moment in time that was quite special for Aboriginal people and for, I think, Australian race relations.
Yeah. And Esther, is it true there are still some debutante balls in some Indigenous communities?
Yes, there is. I was fortunate enough to attend one back right at Bacara, and the special guest was Minister Burney at that night.
Minister Burney, yeah.
But the look on the girls' faces, yeah, and the boys, and you also have the little ones. And, I mean, it's just like somebody's noticing me.
Yeah.
And in the Aboriginal community in Australia, that's not... doesn't happen every day.
It's a powerful thing. Yes. A well-deserved pride. Look, I think this film tells that story, and thank you both of you for telling it to us today.
If I could have one last word, if I'm allowed.
Very quickly, because we're running up to the news.
Sydney has won the bid for the NAIDOC ball next year. If we can get a venue, we'll have another debutante ball next year.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Esther Carroll. She's chair of the Marrickville Aboriginal Advisory Committee. And in 1968, she was the dance teacher for the debutantes. Lara Cole's the director of Dancing with the Prime Minister. And it will screen on ABC One Sunday afternoon, 1:30, just after lunch. I think it's repeated after that, too. Tomorrow on Life Matters, Friday Talk Back, we'll be looking at what really matters for first-time and other young voters. What do they really want from this election as they plan for their future? Have a think. Give me a ring after the news at 9 tomorrow. It's 10 o'clock now.